This is The Takeaway. I'm Farai Chidea.
And I'm John Hockenberry. You've heard about stimulus packages from the United States and from China, and the market rolls in response to reports of American spending and Chinese spending, the two growth engines of the world, trying to jumpstart the global economy in the midst of a global recession. But is there such thing as a global stimulus package? Joining us now is Raymond Torres, director of the International Institute for Labor Studies at the International Labor Organization in Geneva. Raymond, thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
Now, I understand there is a degree of severe disparity between what nations are actually choosing stimulus to get out of this recession, like China and the United States, and nations who are holding back. Describe, first of all, the disparities.
The disparities are mainly driven by the fiscal space in each of the countries. Some countries have a lot of fiscal space in the sense that they run budget surpluses before the crisis, or they have the ability to undertake vast fiscal stimulus packages like the US. So China would be the first case, US the second case. Other countries have very limited means, like, for example, in Africa or in some European countries like Italy or France to some extent, where before the crisis the budget was already in a very difficult situation.
Well, let's talk about what this fiscal space means. It seems to me that countries like African nations would have to draw down their foreign currency reserves to do any sort of effective stimulus, and that really puts them in a situation of peril. How much can countries do with their own currency to stimulate their own economies? And as you say, it's difficult to raise taxes in the best of times, it must be even worse in a recession.
This is why we need a coordinated approach to the fiscal stimulus packages, because for one thing, as you say, some countries don't have the possibility, the means to stimulate the economy, as is the case of some African countries. But also, even those countries that do have some fiscal space hesitate to do so because they know that if they stimulate the economy, the neighboring countries will benefit as well. And as a result, they prefer the neighboring economies to stimulate the economy, so that they will be able to export and so on. So, in fact, we need a global approach. We need a coordinated approach to stimulus packages.
Well, you raise a very interesting point. Neighbors are held back because they think that, or countries are held back because they think their neighbors will benefit from stimulus if one nation stimulates and the other doesn't. Does that mean that the U.S. and China, if they go it alone, are going to benefit the rest of the world at their own sort of sacrifice?
Yes, to some extent. Of course, these two are very big countries, so the main beneficiary will be the U.S. and China, of course. But even these two countries will benefit even more if, let's say, European countries, Japan, and so on, would also undertake their own fiscal stimulus packages. What is very interesting when you look at the evidence is that most countries are announcing some sort of stimulus in the economy. But in fact, the measures take a lot of time because exactly this problem of whoever starts first will lead to a stimulus for all countries.
So you've really put us a head scratcher right on the table here. I mean, at a moment where there needs to be global cooperation, there's, if anything, a sense of a stockade mentality among nations worried about the recession. A coordinated global stimulus package may be just what we need, but getting there is a real puzzle. Raymond Torres, director of the International Institute for Labor Studies at the ILO in Geneva. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.